It is time for, of course, the Berkshire Edge on air. You can find the Berkshire Edge online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at theberkshireedge.com, theberkshireedge.com. We're joined by David and Marcy. Good morning.
Marcy will join us in a second.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, she's there.
We're joined. See, he was right.
There she is.
I am here.
Well, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning. You know, it's interesting. I follow a lot of different publications in our region, you have your publication, for people that are listening that aren't aware of the BerkshireEdge.com, actually got a couple of news articles that I passed along, giving you credit, of course, from what's going on in South County, not only with the COVID virus, but also with some of the things going on with the government in Great Barrington. So you guys are doing a great job, by the way, of keeping track of everything.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I must say we are getting huge readership.
It's astounding though what's happening with our Facebook page and our coronavirus page. We're just astounded by the amount of people that are coming to it from. And that shows how important local news coverage is.
It is.
Yeah.
So
we've gone up. We were hovering around 85,000 unique visitors a month in January and February. Now we're up to 125.
It's thousand. That's just about the parallel that happened with us as well.
It's 47%.
And especially when you happen to be the only daily media that is in an area, which is the case now for you. I mean, you do have the Berkshire Eagle, and I'm not criticizing them, but they're not really local like you are. So let's go right to the top of the list here, and it goes with what I'm talking about. The Berkshire Record is become a victim of two things: COVID-19 epidemic, and of course the lack of any advertising. And it's amazing. It has been around for 31 years.
31 years, right?
Yeah, it's really a shame.
It is
in a way, you know. The demise of any publication is like this is really not good. It limits the sources of information and the eyes on things that are going on, and it's a shame. But it's a victim of this pandemic.
You know, I remember Tony Preisendorf from his days in New York City on WNEW Channel 5.
No, it was Channel 4.
Was he on WNBC? I thought he was on
WNBC.
But I remember him as that young reporter that was out there, and I met him when we first came on the air. I wish them the best. And you're right. You never like to see a local publication, especially in the times we have to close their doors.
Well, you also have a situation where people will hopefully understand that their local outfits need to be supported. And we, pandemic notwithstanding, it certainly got into a habit of people thinking that things should be for free. So, and you know, that's the one not so great thing about it.
I don't know. I mean,
you know, so
I don't know. I think they also took their eye off the ball a little bit. You know, the paper hasn't been so good. I mean, I know one should never speak ill of the dead, and I'm not really. But, you know, I think, I mean, part of the problem was that they were a weekly.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this day and age, by the time they came out on Thursday, most of the news had already been out online.
That is one of the situations with having a weekly, you know, in this time frame. I'm not just talking about pandemic. It's just with much access, it is very hard to be a weekly.
Yes, it's very hard to be a weekly. And I think that's the problem. And they, you know, they didn't want to go online, you know, and which, you know, I think was an interesting business decision because...
No, well, they had a sort of an online presence, but
They didn't take it seriously.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing.
You know, and it is a real problem. And, you know, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal have made a great success of their online, but especially the Times. You know, I think it was a legitimate concern that they were selling a paper and nobody wants to pay for online. Although the Times has figured out a way to, you know, to sell a whole range of different subscriptions.
Yeah. Well.
But, you know, subscriptions to the newsletter, to the crossword puzzle, to the cooking. I mean, they've really been geniuses about figuring out different strands that would bring in revenue for them. But, you know, there is a real problem that if you are online, people expect it to be free, and then they don't buy the paper.
Yeah, it's the old, once you give it away. Yeah, it's hard to charge.
Listen, we are struggling also, and you know, appealing very aggressively for our readers to join us as members.
Yeah, it's just the times we're in now. Speaking about coverage and news, once again, Massachusetts is struggling as a state with COVID-19. Your governor Baker has extended the shutdown for all but essential services now through May 18th. It looks like Connecticut might reopen on the 20th. Yesterday we had our first update in hospital admissions in 12 days. But if you have over 14-day period, if the general incline is down, that's the last parameter that Connecticut would meet in slowly reopening. But Massachusetts, I think, is a little bit away from that.
To the 18th? You just said to May 18th?
May 20th.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So what was it?
Massachusetts is extended to the 18th, but, you know, that's not that far, actually.
Right. No, that's 12 days.
And that's only 12 days, so less than 2 weeks.
Right.
So, I mean, how does Great Barrington react to this, the South County area in whole?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
plenty of parking.
Yeah. Well, that is another story. We have had, I understand, I mean, there's been a rise in domestic violence. There's certainly a rise in food concerns. I know that there has been a concerted effort among, a lot of the leadership to try to figure out how to get food to people, because people don't have money to buy food, and it's not so much, I mean, I don't think it's so much the interruption in the food chain, although there is some of that, but it's mostly that people don't have money. People aren't being paid.
You know,
so people aren't able to buy food, and I know parents are going nuts with their kids at home. I had an appeal from a friend of mine who's looking to see if she could possibly hire a babysitter for her children, her daughters, for her grandchildren, because her daughter and husband are working from home, and the kids are going crazy, and they can't work, and it's really, you know,
There's definitely an argument.
Hire a babysitter? I mean, can you bring somebody into your house? It's a real dilemma.
Well,
if you think Great Barrington is a ghost town, there's a video on the on social media in Millerton, New York, of a young bear, not a baby bear, but a young bear, running at full clip up the sidewalk and then out of one end of town. And there's not a car parked.
Where was it going?
It seemed to be heading anywhere but in the center of Millerton. I think it was a young cub that found some garbage, but then found himself around, you know, some human beings and decided that he was going to take off. But thank gosh,
was he going to the, going to the diner?
He was heading. No, actually,
he was the wrong way.
He was heading towards Connecticut. But it was so funny because
he was running.
Because of the pandemic, there were no cars parked on the street and very few people. So the bear had the whole street to himself.
Oh my gosh!
It's a great video though. It only lasts about 10 seconds, but it's a great video that somebody happened to be driving through town.
Thank heaven for social media. I mean, maybe you could send the bear to this person's house who could let the bear in, right?
All right. Well, we will move on and take a look at some other stories from theberkshireedge.com.
Right.
And the next story, although the duration of the pandemic is not certain, summer camps in Berkshire County, they're planning to open, but obviously that is a day-by-day thing, obviously.
Yeah, we had one of our writers, Sheila Clary, looked at the camps, Camp High Rock and some of the others that are destinations for kids in the summer, and they're uncertain. And it's very uncertain whether they'll be able to open because who knows how long this pandemic is going to be. People are going to be asked to, shelter in place more or less, and so they're really these camps are up in the air, so to speak, and it must be a real dilemma for parents, what are they going to do with their kids during the summer? Schools, of course, have been closed. And in fact, the question is whether schools will be open in the fall. That's another question. I was interested to see myself for my two boys.
Sure. I was interested to see that UK was thinking about opening up, because they, as the so-called last group, have certainly learned stuff from us. And I was interested to see that they were thinking of opening schools on June 1st, reopening schools. So I think that there is, again, there is the top line and then there is the intricacy of, people's comfort. Then you've got unions and then you've got teachers who are above a certain age. There's pretty reasonable research that kids are not the high transmitters of this or high sufferers of this, but the teachers are older and they are
the kids' families are older,
right? So it's how everything ties in, and I think that unless one's mind is more connected to, let's just say, the whole sausage making of something rather than just, oh, here's the sausage. It's harder to get a grip on what the right thing to do is and how to do it.
The schools in Connecticut are now shut for
Of yesterday.
As of yesterday. So there's
for the
school year.
For the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, for the rest of the year. And they're going to start working on plans on when they reopen. How they're going to reopen and
but
things
like
that.
But there was also talk yesterday, which I was struck by, about summer school.
Well, right now there is no summer school planned, and that is off the table in Region 1.
I'm not talking about Region 1. I was just generally struck.
We're talking about Region 1 here, and that's totally off the record. There's no summer school in Region 1.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how various states and districts deal with this, as far as schools go, and the curriculum that was that was lost because of this pandemic. It'll be something to look back on.
What's even more impressive online in the past 24 hours, since there's obviously not going to be a graduation for the seniors, a bunch of people have come up with some really terrific ideas for graduation ceremonies for schools that aren't going to hold them because there's no way to do it. Some people represented maybe seeing as Lime Rock Park is closed to visitors and they have a huge outfield that can hold people and keep people 6 feet apart. And you could line up the graduating class on the straightaway, all 6 feet apart, and have a ceremony there. That was one idea that somebody came up with.
Unless it rains.
Unless it rains. But then again, people always hated to go into the auditorium and have it because there was no air conditioning. But another one was, well, find a drive-in theater where families can stay in cars.
And
video the students and throw the video up on the big screen. There's some people that have
come
up with...
Well, that's a very interesting idea.
Yeah, it's
now, there is a drive-in theater. The only one I know is the one in Millerton.
In Armenia.
Armenia.
But it's funny how people can come up with interesting ideas. Now, I don't know whether or not any of these ideas will be followed through on, but they're still interesting ideas.
And I think it would be fabulous if more time were spent on accessing the interesting ideas and seeing, hey, how do we solve that? There doesn't seem to be as much, I don't know, overall encouragement. I think individual encouragement, local encouragement. I don't see overall encouragement. It's like, all right, how are we going to do this? Let's figure this out.
Well, I'm just thinking, Lenox, there are a number of high schools here in the Berkshires who conduct their graduations at Tanglewood, and the ceremony is done in the shed. But people sit out in the lawn, and you could actually do it there because along the roof line of the shed are those big screens that show what's going on the stage. So you could actually have most people not sitting under the shed's roof, but out on the grass watching the ceremony that is taking place, in the shed. But of course, then you have, all those kids and seniors and teachers and so on in close proximity. I don't know if that's permissible, but still, there's some. I'm sure that there are people thinking of, as you're saying, of ways that we could conduct these graduations in with some modification of the way they're doing it now. So we'll see.
All right. Now, we keep coming back to the story, but it is a huge story, and that is the summer entertainment and in the Berkshires. And even the BSO has not yet made their decision for the entire summer yet.
No, and it's amazing that they haven't, So we keep holding out hope that they are figuring something out. They have said publicly that they'll have an answer by May 15th. Well, today's May 6th, and so people are holding their breath to hear what Tanglewood could possibly do.
Yeah, and that would be a one final last blow to the economy at the Berkshires. And
oh my God!
And when you look,
and they know it.
Well, and the whole thing is, when you look at it, it's not only a blow for the summer, but now you have all these towns around it that survive on these tax dollars and these dollars, and all of a sudden, now this affects the budgets for years to come.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, instead of just saying, I am sure that the great and the good are trying to figure out a way to salvage some element of it because everybody needs it. And, I think
they must be.
Sure.
Otherwise, they would have canceled before. But they have, we had a story a couple of weeks ago that the BSO has furloughed a lot of its musicians. So they're not practicing together. But I'm sure, they're all...
The thing about furloughing is you can unfurlough.
Of course they can unfurlough.
But it's, I think most nonprofits are doing that to try to salvage portions of their budgets. Of course, we stupidly here at Robin Hood Radio and Tri-State Public Communications, we haven't furlowed anybody. We've been paying we've been paying everybody right along.
We're nitwits.
Have not either.
So, I mean...
We're very pleased to have been able to do that, even though we are struggling, I must say.
Yeah, well, but some things... This is going to sound terrible, but some things are bigger than the bottom line when you have a crisis like a pandemic.
What? There's something bigger than the bottom line?
Yeah, when you have a pandemic.
When you talk to Marshall.
Jill,
how dare you?
Jill,
that is blasphemy.
I'm sorry. Jill is a frugal one.
Marshall, you say something like that, you're putting yourself in danger.
No, he's done it for so many years, it's fine.
That's right. That's the way I live my life.
He knows he's not in danger.
My dentist, Don Martin, used to say, Marshall, I've never met anybody who can live in a cashless society, but you're the first person I've ever seen. Well, let's move on and take a look.
Quickly.
The Sheffield, now this is another bright thing. Berkshire Distilleries in Sheffield, they're making hand sanitizers.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they're shifting from vodka to hand sanitizers.
Right.
Why not? I mean...
well, didn't that happen initially in Kentucky? Didn't a bourbon manufacturer go?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening. And, good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I bought a bottle a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's... And I'm hoping that they have some revenue coming in.
Well, my question is, did you taste it?
That's right. I was going to say. I had a friend in high school.
I wonder how many people are tasting
it. I had a friend in high school who actually got drunk on Jade East. Remember Jade East?
No.
It was a shaving lotion that you put on after you shaved, but it was like 30% alcohol. And he came into a dance once, and they accused him of being intoxicated, and they smelled his breath, and all they could smell was Jade East.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll move on to your final story here, which is, and this is something that we hear, are a little worried about. All these town meetings and everything are now on Zoom or whatever format they want to use, and it's an okay way to get to the public in the form of pandemic, and it's I just don't want these groups to keep this form going on in the future. I think that
I know it'll be awful.
People have to come back to it. People have to
because it's so easy to sit in your house and join a meeting, but it's just not fair to the public. So I just hope people won't get so used to it that when this is all over, that it's a struggle for them to return of the normal town government that we're used to.
Yeah, I agree, but I think this is going to be just. I think people. I'm sure this is true in Connecticut as well as in Massachusetts, and people just really love their town meeting, and their town meeting for no government. It would take a major overhaul of the government and with. Have to have the approval of the legislature to modify the town. The town meeting is actually our form of government.
Yeah.
And the select boards are actually the agents of the town meeting. That's the way it works. The town meeting is actually the government.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how it's supposed to, at least in theory, that's the... fundamental way it's organized.
Well, that's it. Here in Connecticut, the Board of Finance finalizes the budgets, passes it along once they approve it to the Board of Selectmen. The Board of Selectmen then bring it to a town meeting. But here in Connecticut during the pandemic, the governor has given the towns the right to pass budgets without a town vote. So it's a fine line that we're at right now, and as people that cover news, we don't want that line, somebody to go over that line. That's all.
No.
Well, I think in nationally, we're in danger, even more danger actually.
Of Congress meeting remotely.
Yeah, and we have an autocratic administration, and has no respect for the.
Our
form of government.
People are going to have to insist on actually going doing things, and hopefully, after all of this, they're so sick of doing things by Zoom that they want to show up and actually see what the person really looks like or what they're doing. I think that if a few people insist on that, that would be better than people who want to just say, "Oh no, let's just."
But I must say that I'm on a couple of boards, and we've been having board meetings, and our attendance is higher than ever.
Because it is.
Really, I mean, instead of having to search around for a date where everybody could come together in one place, you know, having these meetings online has meant that more people are going or
to the
able
board
to
meetings,
come.
Yeah.
They're also trapped at home. They don't have any place else to go.
No, it's true, but still, I mean, you know, there's no travel. I had a meeting of a national organization. Where members are, everywhere from Massachusetts to California, and we had a record attendance at the meeting.
No, for that, it's most efficient.
Had to travel.
All right.
And well, it worked very well. So I think there are some things that we're discovering that, it's too bad because you go to board meetings or you go to meetings and you have other kinds of side conversations. You get to know your fellow board members better and in a different way. It's not just business, but you also develop relationships and, find out different ways of thinking. Whereas if you're focused in a Zoom board meeting, you have no sense of the whole person.
Right. Well, there's room for everything.
All right.
But, what? I said there's room for everything, and we're out of time.
Yeah.
We are out of time right now. But once again, these stories and more, theberkshireedge.com, theberkshireedge.com, your daily source of news for South County, Massachusetts. Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Marshall, you guys, you stay safe down there.
We will
try.
We'll all stay safe and healthy, you guys, too, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay.
Take
care.
Bye.
Bye.
That is this week's edition of the Berkshire Edge on Air here.